I'm over the moon. Just can't wait to get started now.
How long have you known of Sheffield United's interest?
A couple of weeks, really. I've just seen the comments in the internet and the news from the gaffer, so that's when I was brought aware of the interest.
Have you been looking to move, or is this just something that came about because of Sheffield United's interest?
I wouldn't say I was looking to move. I knew I needed to play games this season, whether it be at Blackburn or another team, so hopefully I can do that here, and that's the main thing.
And I would imagine for a player of your age, sort of not being 16 or 17 anymore, the first team football was the priority.
Yeah, definitely. I've been out on loan every season except from last season when I was at Blackburn. I'm used to playing football since I was 17, making my debut at Macclesfield, so I just want to do that again.
How would you describe that kind of experience? What kind of an experience was it? Because obviously you played down here a couple of times, you played north of the border as well.
Yeah, it's great experiences. It's what every young player wants to do and what every player wants to do. Nobody likes being sat on the bench or in the stands.
Looking forward to League One then, what challenges do you think that will bring?
I've been there. I played for Oldham a couple of years ago there. Obviously, it's going to be a really competitive division. And one of the boys are trying to push on and get out of.
If you weren't to stay at Blackburn Rovers, how important was it for you to join a team that actually this year do have some ambitions and designs on getting promoted?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the biggest reasons why I've come here. Obviously, it's a massive club as well. So just being with a group of lads who are striving for something is the main ambition, is good.
How would you sum up yourself as a striker then? How will you fit into things here?
Work hard and try and score some goals and try and entertain.
You're obviously not sort of a small lad. I mean, you're over 6 foot tall. So do you kind of have all the kind of the attributes there, pace as well as perhaps the height as well?
Yeah, I think I can do a bit of everything. Obviously, I'm 6 foot two, so people might label you as a big lad, but I think I've got more about me than that.
2 years, option of a third.
Yeah.
Youngish player, is this an option now, an opportunity now to start really putting down some footballing roots and really make a name for yourself away from the reserves?
Yeah, definitely. I did that a couple of seasons ago at Motherwell, and then obviously I didn't play last season, so my development didn't carry on as I thought it would, and now it's time to really do it again.
Disappointed by that in some respects, in going back to the reserve team football away from the first team element?
No, I was involved in the first team. I was on the bench all the time, but obviously it's not enough to be on the bench no matter what league it is in the world. You need to be playing.
Do you feel that it's sort of a big decision to make in your career to come out of the, I'm going to say, comfort zone? It's probably not like that if you sat on the bench at a Premier League club, but it is in some respects. It's a new situation for you.
Yes, yeah, it's one I'm relishing as well. Just wherever I can play football is the main thing. It's not a problem for me to move out of my comfort zone, as you say. That's not an issue.
I seem to remember your goal-scoring record when you were in Scotland was a healthy one, wasn't it? I mean, any kind of replication of that kind of form, you'll be laughing down here.
Yeah, definitely. That's the aim. I just got my head down and focused there and show people what I was about. And I want to do the same here.